Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome. This is Psychic Jethro. For those of you going, no music, nothing, just live psychics here today playing with you and having fun at 516-453-6081. Get ready for some fun. I got a special guest that's waiting and you're going to love her. This is one of the strong psychics. For those of you that are checking in today, we are going to be blunt. So if you want those questions answered, send it to me at jethrohelps@gmail.com or go to psychicjethro.com for the prizes and send your information there. Both ways come to it. I'm Jethro. A lot of you know me through the years. I've been doing this over 30 years. What I like to talk about and I'm going to discuss with you guys today is how to pick that psychic. We've got a lot of people calling in and asking about how to also make sure, and I'm going to tell you how to get them today how to do that. I was an individual young and born with a gift. I at a young age, I was able to see auras, but then after a near-death drowning where they revived me and after they brought me back, I was very clairaudient. For those of you who've read Living in the Psychic Realm, that is my book, and that's how I discuss that with the teachers and work. And I suggest that to all of you with these psychic children that are contacting us today. And I say today, I'm going to take just a minute here. Some of you are contacting and you're going to meet a phenomenal person. This person was an individual that I was fortunate enough to, and I want to thank our friend Corinne. If you're listening, Corinne is our wonderful friend who brought me this person. And I say this person, you're all excited. Who is this person? This is the person you want to talk to when you want to talk to about mediumship and you want to talk to about psychic ability. She's very fun. I will tell you, if you're looking for that casual reader or that person that's going to just look at you, me and Ann aren't your reader. You need to roll right on to the next one because we're going to get right in there. We're going to grab it on. We're going to talk to you, and we're going to tell you what it is because we're here for the main purpose of helping you. I have a lot of you guys ask me. You can tell a reader. If they're looking at it, they're more concerned with getting you and helping you and setting a time where it's private and work. And this person is very phenomenal, and she was brought to me. I was impressed that I had been praying and looking for some people that really wanted to take this to a level, to come on the radio show, to be out there helping. And I went out in my office here in California. As you guys know, I'm living it now. And Corinne had brought this wonderful person to my psychic class named Anne Zablons. And Anne Zablon is going to talk to you guys today and be ready to give you readings and be fun. And I do have it at a rating for those of you that it is. This is going to be, we can say it is. So get ready to get real in life. How are you doing, Anne?
I'm fine. Thank you, Jethro. Thank you for having me on. I'm excited.
Well, I love it. You are excited. You're the one that we love with it. Those of you tuning in, this is the person that you guys are playing for the contest to get to see, and the other friends of hers and individuals on our Friday Psychic Circle. And right now there's a contest. Four of you are in the lead, and we go by state. Georgia right now is taking the lead with four people for the contest. They are going to win 1 month of Psychic Circle free, where they can come on Fridays and have a psychic reading by me and individuals like Anne and other wonderful psychics that we have here in California and other parts of the country. And they wanted to ask a couple of questions. Those of you reading, and Anne, to tell them who you are and exactly what got you to doing this type of work.
Sure. Well, you know, for a long time when I was growing up, I always had these feelings, but there was no one around back then that would tell me what those feelings were. I was in a very strict Catholic family, and whenever I said something like, oh, I was going to do that, or da-da-da-da-da, I was called a liar, right? But it happened so often, and I didn't know what to do. As I got older, I started seeking things out, found maybe a metaphysical shop, you know, where they sold crystals, but still, no one was there to help teach me. And, you know, I did that sporadically, and I've been to a class or two over the years. But then, you know, life got in the way, and I became a single mom and didn't put any more effort into that. But my son's grown, and I finally said, you know, it's my turn. So all the teachers that I've had have fallen into my lap, and I've learned something from each one of them that just helps me on this journey. It helps me put my foot forward easier than when I was younger, when I didn't know which path to take. And I mean, everyone's been wonderful, and that's the thing, is finding the right teacher. it was more not looking for them as much as waiting for it to happen. Does that make sense to you?
It does, and I love it. And those of you who tune in, and in the old school, we call pick of the student picks the teacher when the student's ready. And what she's saying is proverbially that teacher will be there when it's presented and just welcoming and knowing. And that's what I love, all of you guys that are tuning in, because you're going, oh my gosh, Jethro, I think I know Anne. I heard her voice once before. I don't know why, but I need to ask her this question. I hope she doesn't get bashful or embarrassed, but my boyfriend wants me to get pregnant. And if I get pregnant, then he feels that everything will be all right. You see, I have not ever had sex, so you could joke about the fact this would be definitely my first time. I have been dating him for 2 months. My father told me that he likes him and thinks he's okay, so I'm not sure if that's all right. Am I doing the right thing? I am actually 17, Jethro, and I know that you prefer 18-year-old readings, but I do have permission from my dad here who listens to your show. And what do you think you would do? My mom is no longer alive, and I'm a little bit worried. She was a biker, so I don't know how she would take this.
Ah, she was a biker, huh? Well, now this is where it gets hard with a 17-year-old. Do I give her the, you know, the mommy answer, or do I give her the psychic answer? Okay. I'll give both, maybe. Psychically, though, just a second, I'm thinking. I feel that the man in question, the boy in question, is not really ready to give her the experience that she needs and wants for her first time. Okay? It's, I see him kind of being flighty and a little bit irresponsible. I don't think it's a good idea from that standpoint. I think that there is someone out there waiting for her, actually, to be able to give her a better, I'm looking at a gentleman that's, you know, dark hair and glasses even, and but I think that person is going to be the one that she needs to align herself with.
Very good. Thank you.
Yeah.
Very good,
Anne.
I apologize. I didn't mean to cut Anne a little bit. We're doing a little bit of phone notes. You're fine, Ken, and we've got it right in here, and you're doing perfect. This is good. I got to give the other side. We've got her dad texting at the same time, and I apologize, you guys, if you heard me a little talk. I didn't mean to cut off Anne. The dad is writing, and he goes, you're very correct. He said, we are not above of her. We definitely agree. And because I want to thank you guys for being so open and blunt about these situations. Since my wife passed away, Natalie has not had a lot of people talk with her. And he goes, I just love it. He goes, Jethro knows her from the gift and the work that we did up in the Rocky Mountains, headed to Sturgis. And from that time, my little girl's grown into a big woman. I do love this Anne. I think I will be contacting her. And you guys, make sure there. Anne, let's tell them where your website is. I have the info here. I know that it's mysapphiredragon.com. So you can contact Anne at my, all one word, mysapphiredragon.com to get those questions. Natalie writes in, I like this lady. My mom would like her. I think that she's probably like my mom. Psychic Jethro, because remember how my mom embarrassed you so bad when she told them to get the shit and hell out of your store. I do remember your mom. I do. And I loved your mom. Your mom came in at a time where we were having some people cause a little bit of hassle, and they were upset that I had opened a metaphysical store in a country town, and they were giving me a little havoc, and your parents came in and stuck up for me. And what would you say to that? Is Natalie right? Would that bother you to tell someone to get the hell out of someone's business?
Oh, you know it won't. I have this, I don't know if it's called a habit or a gift, of standing up for the underdog. And, but I also don't take any BS. You know, if you rub me the wrong way, and usually I can tell as soon as I see you, because psychically it's like, oh no, this person's, you know, not good. So, but what I would do, though, I'll always give them a chance. Always give them a chance first, but you'll find out really quick that your intuition was correct. Always listen to your intuition. But yeah, I have no hesitation whatsoever of telling someone, get the F away from me, before you find out you don't want to be here.
And we love you. We're going to grab those phones. Don't you go anywhere, people. We got 516-453-6081. We're winding up. We've got a lot of people calling and asking. And that's what we do. We're taking this here. If you don't get in today or you have something where you do, make sure you catch us at our websites to get the full reading. This is just an appetizer. So what we're doing is we're giving you a little bit. I am going to grab a hold of the phones because I had quite a few wait. I'm going to see if I can get through to this person. And see, we have you on your Skype call. How are you doing today? Hello? I will take that they're doing real good. And they aren't ordering at McDonald's. The last time we picked it up, there was someone getting French fries. So we don't know if we're picking up the station down the street because we're so wild. Me and Ann are both happy. We're here to help you. We're going to grab another phone call. We got 603. How are
Hello?
You doing today? Hi, 603.
Oh, Hello? Can anyone hear me?
We can. Welcome. This is Jethro, and you
are? Oh, hi. Yes. My name is Sarah.
Very good, Sarah. We're welcoming you to ask a question here. We've got with it. You've met with Ann, and we, you know, can I get permission from you, Sarah? Would you mind telling me your date of birth?
I'm in my 30s, I can tell you that.
I'm not going to.
I'm a little private.
It's okay.
Except on the radio.
And yeah, I want that, and I love you for that, and it's not about that. I'm just trying to get the energy between the two vibration because I've had is I'm not going to do the old cliche and ask you your sun sign, but I do need to figure out your date.
Of course. It's June 6th, 1988.
Thank you very much. Thank you for calling in. And I got to tease you, Sarah, you also won a prize, and that's why I was checking too. So go to psychicjethro.com, give us your information. We're having the phones go cuckoo, and you've won yourself a really nice tiger eye necklace. It's a heart-shaped one. It'll be free sent to you.
Oh,
through.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Thank
now you.
You
get the lucky. You're welcome. Thank you, Sarah. And you've been nice with this thing. I want you to go ahead and ask your question of Anne here. She's very psychic, and go from there.
Hi. What
Sarah.
Was your name?
Anne.
Hi. Nice
yes,
to
Sarah.
Hear your voice. I don't know if I guess my general question that I usually ask is, what do I need to know?
You know what? I knew you were going to ask that. I must be psychic.
So you did? That's really cool.
No, I had a feeling that you were going to ask that. I'm trying to listen to what my guides are telling me. Basically, are you going to school right now? Or
yes.
Wanting to learn? Yeah, okay, see? So I think the main focus right now that I got from my guides is that school has to be your first and foremost priority. Okay.
Okay.
That's redundant, but it's your priority because what you're doing there. Oh, just a minute. Okay. They said, don't get discouraged. I think there's probably a class or two that you're wondering if you're going to pass or not. Is that correct?
It's just something different that I'm studying and I'm not.
But you know what? Stick with it because you are going to do so well, so much better than what you thought. Because you're going to see it as a race towards your future, okay, which you are going to win, okay?
Whoa, thank you. Thank you so much, Anne.
You're welcome.
Love it, and I love this, Sarah, and continuing with the work of what they're telling me, Sarah. Those of you know Sarah, the June 6th birthday won that. I've had four other Sarahs write me. It's got to be me, Jethro. I need a prize in Alabama. Send me something. We'll send you something. Go to psychicjethro.com and put in for the contest. I can't send all of you because Sarah won, and she's June 6th birthday. I got to tell you something,
Thank
Sarah,
you.
That there is an energy with you, and I very much agree with Anna what we're feeling here with you. I did feel there's something a little happening with Cupid in you. There's something going on a little bit with the heart relationship. I go there? I mean, we are doing an adult show, and I love it. She said she's in her 30s, so she's the same age as my children. I think I can speak frankly to her. There's something really strong about the fact of the man that you pick. He has to be able to connect. There's something going on with some people that are, I feel like you have some suitors or you have some people that are there, but they're not they're not, all of it's not clicking. I don't feel you're married or engaged is what I'm feeling.
I am neither, but there is someone I really very much love.
And I got to get juicy and go right there. And I sound like a dad, didn't I? Did you see how I politely found out what he was doing with you? That's 5 years of raising kids, but I've learned how to be polite. He is something going on there, something in that relationship that is changing or something happening that's got you too concerned, but it's going to be, I feel there's something good going to happen out of it. I do feel that this person, that's what is going to be the factor. I feel like to be with you, something's going to click with this person that's going on for them to be able to strengthen up something, Sarah, something that they're doing with their future, something with their path.
I'm so glad to hear that. Thank you, Jethro.
You're welcome. We're giving a little bit. We got to go, Sarah. They already said I like you too much, and I'm playing favorites. You know how they get here. We love you. Definitely follow Psychic Skinwa. We'll be back. And congratulations on the prize. Go to psychicjethro.com.
Thank you. Thank you so much to both you both. I will. Take care. God bless.
Good. God bless you. We love you. We're here, me and Anne. Anne, do you think we got more people to help? They're writing in again. We've got Anne. Saban is here, and she's telling everyone what they need to know psychically. So get in here, grab a hold. You know, Anne has always had this gift of discernment, and she never knew it to be psychic ability. It wasn't until her adulthood that she discovered it was just one of her several spiritual gifts. And what we're going to talk with Anne a little bit. We're talking a little bit to her about those questions. Some individuals have a belief that the guides and the angels change per se. If your uncle was a person who did say words that people didn't prefer, and then he went over to the other side, he wasn't. Now, this is a big conflict for you, new age and old age. Here we got people calling already. I saw the phone start lighting up. What does it mean? This is when you go over to the other side, are you still allowed to use the same terminology and language? Or do you change after you've been over there? What do you feel, Anne? My uncle has been visiting my house. He called my sister some names that weren't nice, and they never got along. My sister did the same to him. We laughed when the medium came in because the medium told us that our uncle was really happy and that my sister was a darling, sweet child now. We don't know if this medium is real, Anne, because my uncle called her lazy and an oftentimes worse words than that, and she the same to him. Is this medium real, Anne? Is my uncle changed now that he's on the other side?
You know, what I feel is that if you are a jackass on this side, you're going to be a jackass on the other side, but maybe you're learning to not be, but I have found that my buddies and I were called evidential mediums, okay, which means we give evidence before we give messages so that the sitter will know that this is specifically their loved one that's coming over. And most of the time, I pick up their personalities, and there's a few times when I've had to pass on messages that weren't politically correct, but it proved to the caller or the sitter that this was indeed the loved one who had passed. Now, as I said, they may still be a jackass, but they're going to temper it a little bit. So as far as I'm concerned, they stay the same, but they're learning lessons, but it might take a while.
Very good. And thank you, Anne. And we're writing back. I love her. This is Kentucky Jethro writing you. A couple of years ago when you were in Florida, I won a few of the prizes, and I really do enjoy my amethyst necklace. I must tell you, though, I really love this lady today. I have been sitting here, me and my husband, discussing the fact about exactly what you're saying. We went to a psychic, and my mother came back and told my husband he was a jackass, and we laughed. That's all she ever knew him as. She didn't want him to be married to me. So I say, go, Anne. Yes, Jethro, keep bringing us those wild people we love to hear. Thank you. That means, and that's what we're here for. And
no,
we've got
you.
Another one here. I have a partner, Anne, and I must tell you, we are in a very different relationship. I have came out of the closet a couple of years ago and realized that I do not care for men. I have been in love with this friend for many years. We are very, very close friends. She is actually married and has told me that we will always be close friends, and she doesn't care about my preference. The reason I'm asking you about this is I psychically feel her husband is worried. I don't know how to get him to understand. I don't want to sleep with his wife. I just want to be friends with her. Okay, we're adult show now. All of you tuning in, this is an adult one. For those of you scared, please go to the exit right now and hide your ears and eyes. And what should she do? Does she say something to this husband, or what can she psychically or physically do so he realizes she's not trying to date his wife?
I think the best thing is to put that intention out there that you send this message out to the universe to please help this gentleman understand and know that my intentions are good. You put out those affirmations that the relationship between her and the other woman is, platonic, but yet there's that love there, sure. But you put out the intention that you want the guy to just learn to be open and understanding. You don't say anything, bad about him, just give him some good vibes. Just keep sending good vibes to him, and he'll come around soon, I'm sure.
Thank you very much. We're tuning in, you guys. This is getting exciting. We'll be grabbing those phones a little bit. Calm down. We call 516-453-6081. We're having a good afternoon. And yes, we have a lot of them wanting, and we'll be back. We have some individuals here. Debbie Paul was on with you a couple of weeks ago, Jethro, and I just really liked her. And I'm asking my guides, is it correct? Do I go in and go into the blog talk and look there, go into Debbie Paul's, or contact me or Anne, and we can send you over. One of the things that I do, and this is something I want you guys to know, the people that are on the show are, we all work together. We to get an angel reading, you could contact Anne, and she would send you over to Debbie, or I would send you over on either website. I have a couple of you asking me, where is the man that was on the show, Jethro, that did the wonderful readings in India with the tarot cards? He's coming back. We are working right now through the yogis. Those of you know that we work with some different spiritual enlightenments. He is going to be back. We've got some other friends. The person that you're speaking of is Step From It. So I bleeped out the name because he has went on with his own things in his life. And spiritually, it's good for him to be connected into other things. He still is very enlightened one, but he doesn't do it for the public anymore. But they are going to be working with some of their students and sending you. So those of you who like that Vortic readings and those work, be ready. He will be bringing tarot cards, and I have already been working with him on one of his students to bring him on the show. And I want to know, why is it that every time I get with a Leo man, all they want to do is take me out and talk about their ex? I'm so sick of it. Every time I go out with a man, he always takes me somewhere where it's about their ex. I have started thinking it's got to be the astrology sign. The only correlation I have is I do like guys who are very strong-minded, but it seems like as soon as I get with them, they start telling me about their ex. I don't want to hear about her. How do I break this habit of finding the men that keep talking about their ex?
I can tell you about Leo men for sure. I was married to one. Keyword was, okay. again, our lives are filled with moments that we can alter to a certain extent with intention. All right, every day you can make the affirmation that I will find a Capricorn man that's going to make me happy, or I am happiest with a Aries man. You put those positive thoughts out there and you will get what you need. As my son says, he goes positive results, and it's all in the intention. I truly believe it. Some people might call it what was that show, The Secret, right? About, I can't even remember the words now. But think about it in a positive way, and it'll come to you the way you need it to.
Feeling that, those of you guys tuning in, they're going, we love this here. We're going into things. We've got a few more minutes to slide in with you guys that are on there. We have had quite a few of you that are having trouble getting through. The phone number is 516 453 6081. So if you're calling that number, you can get in. If you're listening to us through the phones, I know that's a little different to do. So definitely, you know, follow the show, come in. We will be contacting so the winners. We saw there was Sarah. She's going to psychicjethro.com. She'll put in so we can send her the prize. I have a friend ask me today, Jethro, what is coming up? And that's what we're talking about today. Anne is your little tease here. You guys didn't know. You guys have heard about it. Anne is going to be one of our regulars on the night. So we're going to have her on prime time. That's what you guys wanted. You've been writing me for 3 months. I live in the East Coast, Jethro, and I cannot get on the radio show before 5 o'clock. I would love to have a Psychic Gone Wild reading. I will bring my friends, and I will bring you pizza. You've been threatening with that pizza for years. I want that pizza. So we will be on a late night. So get ready. Here we are in July. Within a couple of weeks here, we'll be setting it up. Those of you following the show, me and Ann will work out, and Ann will come on a 7 o'clock. You know, obviously, never could be Friday, because me and Ann are working. That's Friday Psychic Circle, and we've got a lot of people to help. Here, so we're in a psychic circle, but we'll come on a weeknight for you, and I'm welcoming any of you individuals who have some more questions to write in. We've got it down. This show today, I want to thank all of you guys, was brought to you by Blue Moon Treasures, and we have a couple of other sponsors. We have some friends going. If you have a pet and you want to get pet vitamins, or you want to get animal food that's really good, all natural, made in the USA, contact me. I am working with a very good group. You guys know Party Marty, and I swear by it. We all know I love my Party Marty, but he's very finicky when it comes to food. Marty doesn't even love the food, but the food is healthy for him. So contact me on the site and tell him one more time how to get a hold of Ann if they want to talk with the wild Ann.
Well, the best way is to go to my website, which is mysapphiredragon.com, and I have a email link, and my phone number is there. You know what? It's funny. I forget my phone number because I don't call it, of course, but if you give me a second, I'll actually I'll look it up. But the best way, though, is mysapphiredragon.com, and Jethro has generously put the link right here in the Psychics Gone Wild room, so you can just click on that and it'll take you right to me.
And all of you that are listening in, if you go back in the archives, it's down there under with it. You'll see Ann and my stuff there. They're all in there for the blogs, plus at the Facebook, and those of you on Twitter. We love you guys. We're going there. Remember, you fans, we used to have a contest. I'm going to bring that contest back to you. You want a Psychic Jethro, I need you now for the year. That's 5 one-hour readings. That's a $500 deal for you, those that are tuning in. And you know what happens. What I need you to do for you guys that are doing that, those readings, and I just did my math wrong. It's 4 one-hour readings for $500. Tell you Jethro's having a wild day. Who cares? What I care is that you win the contest. What I want you to do is I want you to go in, start your videos. We have videos of Patty Negri. We have videos of Jan Bachdrecki. You send me your home video of what you find from about Anne Sablon from Facebook places, her website, and you send it to us. We will look it over, and if we like it, you win not only 1 year of psychic readings from Jethro, you also will be put in for the Christmas prizes we're going at the end of the year. We're starting that already for those of you who like to play Psychic Monopoly with Gone Wild. If you're new to the show, listen to the old shows. All the contests are in there. The fun thing about this show is you get free prizes, free readings, and we get to make real good friends with people. We do ask you share it, and you tell them Psychic Jethro sent you, and Anne Sablon gave me a wonderful reading. And you go over to the website and supply feedback, reviews. That's what we need from you. We need you to go on those and give us good reviews, because we've been giving you the readings today, and we, you know, need to stay in business. And tell them your goodbyes, and then tell them when you're coming back.
You know what? I will come back as soon as you have me come back. I will not say no to you, Jethro. But my phone number now is 720-727-7447. That's 720-727-7447. And text me, and I will get back to you as soon as I can. But I want to thank you so much for having me, Jethro. It's been a wonderful time, and I can't wait to do it again.
For all you listening in, wherever you may be, whether it's a friend of mine in New York that put me on this station, whether it's a friend over in Ohio, remember, stay wild. It is the way to be, and we'll have that wild Ann back. Just you wait and see.
Thank you, Jethro.